Today's daf is Yuma Daf Zayin, and we are at the second line on the top of Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, Amar Rav Sheshes. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Yitzchak Elio Ben Shoshana Bracha, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, and Gittel Necha Basara Chava. Today's daf is being learned as a schus via Cheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibada L'Chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So we're still in the middle of discussing the very first line of the Masechta. Shivas Yomim Kolim Yoimaki Purim Mafrishin Koyin Godol Mi Beisoy L'Lishkas Parhedger. And the Gemara in Davov Amid Aleph said, we know why there were 7 days of Prisha. Rabbi Yochanan said it's learned out from the Miluim. Reish Lakish said it's learned out from Maimed Har Sinai. However, Mi Beisoy Loma Pirish. Why does the Mishnah emphasize that Mafrishin Koyin Godol Mi Beisoy? Beisoy Zu Ishtoy. Which would seem to suggest that during the 7 day period, there was an Isser Tashmish Amita. And the Gemara's question is, why? So Rashi and Tosfos immediately say, why? If the Kohen Gadol had to be in Lishkas Parhedrin, he was in the Azara, how could there be a Heter Tashmish Amito? Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Elo L'malchei Beis Dovah Bilvad. Certainly Shchiva, certainly Tashmish Amito. So Rashi says a Teretz, Tosfos says a Teretz, but that was the Gemara's question. And the Gemara said that you have to say, because Chazal felt that once we're separating the Kohen Gadol, it makes sense to separate him from his wife as well to alleviate another concern, albeit a chshash rochok. And that is, we're concerned that if the Kohen Gadol will engage in Tashmish Amita, he may discover after the fact that his wife was a nida, or at the very least a suffolk nida, which would render him a boil nida. A boil nida, like a nida, is tamei for 7 days. If he's going to be tamei for 7 days, the 7 days, assuming this happened within 7 days of Yom Kippur, will make him tamei on Yom Kippur. And we're trying to make sure that the Kohen Gadol is ready to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, the reason Mafrishin Oisoi mi beisoi is actually different than why mafrishin oisoi. Mafrishin oisoi, miluim, aymir ar sinai. There's a special hafrosha betoich hafrosha. And that is tashmish amita, and that's more related to achshash nida. And on Davovam days, the Gemara then asked the follow-up question. And that was, that if you're concerned about tumas beisoi, you're worried about tumas nida, hafrisheu mi tumas amis. Then why aren't you concerned that maybe during this 7 days that the Kohen Gadol's in Lishkas Parhedrin, he may come in contact with a mace. One of the Kohanim that are fabringing with him may suddenly die. If the Kohen Gadol is in the same oil as this person, he now is going to be Tomei Mace. A Tomei Mace, like a boil nida, is Tomei for 7 days. So, Freik de Gemara, Ad Shatom Afrisha Mitumas Beisoy, Hafrisheu Mitumas Amace. Monofshach, if you're concerned about Tumas Nida, which is technically a chashash rochok, so why shouldn't you also be concerned for Tumas Mace? And the Gemara said two terutzim. One teretz the Gemara said was balabatish. The Gemara said could be the chashash of Tumas Nida is more of a chashash shricha. That's something that's a little more likely to happen. Whereas Tumas Meis is less shricha. As a result, we were concerned for one and not for the other. But the Gemara said that Amar Rav Tachlifa, Avu de Rav Huna, Mishmei de Rav. Rav Tachlifa, who was Rav Huna's father, said that I'll tell you what I heard from Rav. The great Rav said that the answer to this question is Zoysoy Meres, this is proof that Tumas Meis Hutrahi Betzibor. That you don't have to be concerned that maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to be Tomei Tumas Meis. Because even if he's Tomei Tumas Meis, he could do the Avoida. Because the Avoidas on Yom Kippur were all Avoidas Tzibor. And because they're all Avoidas Tzibor, you can do those Avoidas even in a state of Tumas Meis. Now, don't you have to try at the very least to mitigate Tumma when it comes to Karbonois and Avoidois Tzibur? Rava said, yeah, if you hold Tumma Tchuya B'Tzibur. But if you hold Tumma Hutra B'Tzibur, no. Zoysoy Meres Tumma Hutra B'Tzibur. And that's why even though Chazal were worried about Tumas Boyol Nida, that's because there's no Tumma Hutra B'Tzibur when it comes to the Tumma of Boyol Nida. But when it comes to Tumas Meis, Tumma Hutra B'Tzibur, and it's for that reason Chazal were not concerned. So the Gemara mentioned Tuma Hutchihi Betzibur, and the Gemara immediately digressed. And the Gemara said that in fact it's Machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether Tuma's Hutchu Betzibur or Tuma's Tchuyu Betzibur. Itmar, Tuma's Ameis, Rav Nachman Omar, Hutchihi Betzibur, Rav Sheshes Omar, Dchuyehi Betzibur. So today's daf is going to pick up on that note and is going to continue to discuss this Machloikis. A Machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, a Machloikis that we're going to see in today's daf was also a Machloikis Tanoim, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, whether Tuma's Hutchihi Betzibur or Tuma's Tchuyu. And I think it's worth just reintroducing the sugyo because it's very much the topic of today's daf and even somewhat the topic of tomorrow's daf. So one of the most important halachos in kachim is that kachim and tumma don't go together. If someone's tameh, he can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash. If a kohen is tameh, Chalilo, he can't do the avodah. If somebody's tameh, he can't eat kachin. In fact, tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, when tuma comes in contact with the Beis HaMikdash, or when tuma comes in contact with kachin, is one of the most chomer parshiyos in the Torah. It's not something we live with today, because today we don't have mikdash and we don't have kadoshav. But once upon a time, this was a huge deal in Yiddishkeit. Tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Stating that, there's an incredible carve-out in the laws of Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav. And that is that when it comes to Karbonos Tzibur, there's an exception to the rule. What does that mean? So if Roiv of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, or if Roiv of the Kohanim are Tameh, or if Roiv of the Klishores are Tameh, then the halacha is, in the event that the Avodah, or the carbon that's being brought, is a carbon Tzibur, you don't have to worry about tumma. It's a phenomenal chiddush. Tumma, when it comes to kachim, is so chomer. Stating that, there are times where we look away from the tumma and just do the avoda anyways. Just bring the carbon. When? Roiv of Klal Yisrael's tameh, roiv of the kohanim are tameh, or roiv of the klisharei tameh. You don't need to check off all three of the boxes. You just have to check off one of the boxes. As long as one of these three criteria can be met, that will be the halacha. Stating that, there was a major machloikis in Shas. Today's daf. Tumma hutshrihi betzibur or tumma tchuyihi betzibur. What does that mean? Tumma hutshrihi betzibur means that in the event that you can meet one of these three criteria, the laws of tumma were never stated. As if to say, when the Torah said that someone that's tumma can't do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the initial iser was carved out so that in the event you meet one of these three criteria, there is no iser. It's as if to say it's not chazer under these circumstances. It's not the pshat that there's tumah, there's the mitzius of the iser, but let's bring the carbon anyways because that's what trumps. No. In the event that there's tumah and tzibur, the tumah doesn't even exist. Tumah is hutra betzibur. It's mutter. It's as if the tumah doesn't even exist. Tumah tchuya betzibur holds. Of course there's all the isurim of tumah. Of course you have the mitzius of the tumah, even in the event of carbon tzibur. Narvas, where you have a face-off. On the one hand, I have the laws of tumah. On the other hand, I have korban tzibur. So mi nitches mi. So al zen nemar the halacha tumah tchuyehi betzibur. So that's the machloikis. Tumah hutcher betzibur, tumah tchuyehi betzibur. L'may nafkemina. So there's two very important nafkeminas as it relates to today's daf. There are other nafkeminas, but the poshet, super high level nafkeminas that the Gemara talks about in Talmud Bavli and Yerushalmi are very simple. Number one, do you have to try, at the very least, even in a tumah hutra betzibur situation, to find a kohen that start to do the avodah? So let's assume roiv of Klal Yisrael is tameh, or roiv of the kohanim are tameh. But there are kohanim that are tar, so the katchilo, you're bringing the tameh shel shachar. Let's find a kohen that's tar. Why not? If tumah is dechuya betzibur, that means really the tumah exists. However, the carbon tzibur is doicha. Okay, we know where it's efshel kayim shnei, and we don't rely on dechiya. So at the very least, if there is a Metzias of Tumma, there is an invoice we're paying when we bring this Avoida, so let's try to minimize it as much as possible. Let's try to find a kohen that's able to do the Avoida l'katchilo. Why be soymechana b'di'evit? But if Tumma's hutra b'tzibur, that means there's no Tumma. So if there's no Tumma, what difference does it make if the kohen's Tamei or Tar? Because he's Tamei? No, he's not. Tumma hutra b'tzibur says he's Tar. Another nafkimina is that we're going to learn in today's daf that one of the Shmoyne Begadim that the kohen Gadol wore was the tzitz. And the tzitz wasn't just a beged. It was a beged that had supernatural capabilities with ramifications, halacha l'maisa. The pasuk says in Parshas Tetzaveh regarding the tzitz, V'hoya al mitzach aharon, the tzitz was worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, V'nasa aharon, and when the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz, he carried with him as avoyin hakadoshim, the Averois of Kachin, Asher Yakdishu Bnei Yisrael, L'chol Matnois Kachin, V'hoya al mitzchoi Tomid, L'rotzoin Lehem L'fnei Hashem. It's mavur that the tzitz had an ability to be meratza es avoyin hakadoshim, which Chazal interpreted as meaning that there's a possibility that a carbon would be brought incorrectly. There could be a major issue with this carbon. But as long as a Aharon HaKohen is wearing the tzitz, or as we'll see in today's daf, maybe even if he's not wearing the tzitz would have the ability to somehow whitewash this problem, and it would be as if the issue wasn't here. V'hoya al meitzach Aharon, v'nosa Aharon as havoin hakodoshim, asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael. Zok de Gemara, according to the mandama that holds tumma d'cho yehibet zibur, really this tumma, nor vos the carbon zibur is doicho. It works with the power of the tzitz. It works with this pasuk, v'nasa aharon as avoyin hakadoshim asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael. According to the mandama that holds tumah hutcher b'tzibur, there's no avoyin hakadoshim taking place over here. Ay tumah, tumah hutcher b'tzibur. If that's the case, you wouldn't have to come on to the tzitz. So two nafkaminas, whether you hold tumah hutcher hi b'tzibur or tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. If you hold tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, it's a b'di'evet. If it's a b'di'evet, l'katchila, you're always going to try to find a kohen that's tar to do the avoda. Not just that, it only works with the power of the tzitz. V'nasa aharon as avoyin hakadoshim asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael. That's why, even though we're doing an avoda in the face of tumah, but it's working together with the koyach of the tzitz. If you hold tumah hutri b'tzibur, so there is no metzias of tumah. If there's no metzias of tumah, there's no reason to find a kohen that's tar. If there's no metzias of tumah, then there's no reason to assume that the only reason this works is with the power of the tzitz. There's no avoyin hakadoshim. What do you mean? Toma? No, toma hutra v'tzibur. As a result, it's not going to be an issue. The Rambam discusses the halachas of toma hutra v'tzibur and toma tchuy v'tzibur in his Yad Chazak and Hilchas Bias HaMikdash Perek Dalet. Ayin Shom Barichos, it's a beautiful summation of all the halachas, Kedarka B'Kodesh, Shel HaRambam. But just three things that are worth mentioning as we begin the sugya. Number one, which will be important in the raid bite, the Rambam paskins tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur. The Rambam doesn't paskin tumah hutri b'tzibur. The Rambam paskins tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur. Number two, this is very important for today's daf. The Rambam says, quote, halacha yud, kol karbonos hatzibur kavua zmanom lefichach kulan doichen es ha-shabes ves tumah sames. The Rambam held that really the koveya of when we say tumah d'chuya b'tzibur or we don't say tumah d'chuya b'tzibur is not if it's a carbon tzibur or not. Rather, what matters is this carbon kavua zman or is this carbon not kavua zman? It's not about tzibur, but rather it's kavua zman. Rambam's Loshen and Halacha test. Kol carbon she'en kavua lo yizman, ein oidoicha lo yis ha-shabes v'lo yis ha-tumah. V'chol carbon she'kavua lo yizman, bein carbon tzibur, bein carbon yochid, doicha es ha-shabes v'doicha es ha-tumah. So why then did Chazal refer to it always as tumah hutru b'tzibur, tumah tchuy? It has nothing to do with tzibur. It has to do, do you bring this carbon at a certain time, or do you not bring this carbon at a certain time? It's because the Rambam says, kol carbon is at tzibur, kavu esmanam, lefichach kulan doich, and as a Shabbos, ves tumah sames. But it's one of the great misnomers of all time. It's not tumah hutru b'tzibur, tumah tchuy b'tzibur. It's not the tzibur shaboy that's doicha. The Rambam shita is, it's the kavu lehem zman that's doicha. So for example, Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur of Masechtas Horius fame is a carbon tzibur, but it's not kavu lehem zman. There's no date on the calendar where you bring a Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur. That's a carbon that was brought if Roiv of Klai Yisrael did an Avera B'shoigig based on a faulty psak of Bezdin. So it's a carbon tzibur for sure. It's not kavu lehem zman. According to the Rambam, we'll see it in today's daf. The halacha would be that you don't have the halacha of tumah hutru b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. A pretty important caveat. The second is what the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis, and that is Keitzad Doiches HaTumah. So the Rambam lays out the three scenarios, and the Rambam says clearly that when is this true? If Higias Manish Aloysi Karbin, Vayuroiv Hakol Shemakriv Anoysoi Tmeim Lemes. Oy Shahoya Kol Tahirin Vayakayanim Makrivim Tmeim Lemes. Oy Shehel Oyu Eloba Elo Tahirin Vayu Klea Shores Tmeim Lemes. The Rambam keeps on emphasizing Tumas Mes, and then the Rambam makes it very clear. Avel Hatmeim Betoma Acheres, Kigoin Zovim Vizovais Vinidois, Utmei. So the Rambam is very clear that the whole halacha of tumah hutru b'tzibur, tumah tchuy b'tzibur is if we're dealing with tumas meis. But if we're dealing with any other form of tumah, in that event, this halacha would not apply. So two very important caveats of the Rambam as it relates to understanding the sugya. Number one, tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. The word tzibur is a little bit of a misnomer. It doesn't mean tzibur per se, but rather what it means is it a carbon that's kavua lehem zman? You're bringing it because the calendar is such and such date, and that's mechayev. It's a mitzvah's essay. It's a carbon shazman gerama. Is that why you're bringing it? Then you have the halachas of tumah hutra, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Otherwise, it doesn't matter if it's a carbon tzibur. You're not going to have the halachas. Why is it always called tzibur? So the Rambam says, kol karbonis tzibur kavu azmanim. And it's for that reason we included in the lashon of hutra b'tzibur, tchuyah b'tzibur. But it's not tzibur so much. The second caveat that the Rambam says is that it's exclusive to Tumas Meis as opposed to other Tmeim. All these Rambams are a little bit controversial in the world of Lumdis and Rei, the Inkam Mekoyme. But on that note, a pretty straightforward daf as it relates to the sugyas of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. So daf Vod ended with a machloikis between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes holds Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. Rav Nachman says Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. I'm Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes that holds Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur said, "Me no." I mean, how do I know that? The Tanya we learned in the Brayse. Oh, yeah, the Makir Minchas Omer. A Kohen was standing. Can't sit. A Kohen was standing, and he was being Makriv the Minchas Omer. So we know what day it was. It was Tez Zayin Nisan. That's the day that the Karban Omer was brought. What was the purpose of the Karban Omer? It was a matter. It allowed the Yidden to eat from the Tfuah HaChadasha. V'netmas b'yodeh. And then the Mincha became Tomei. Something happened. The Mincha became Tomei. Omer. U'mevi'en acheres tachteh. So what do? You bring another Karban. V'n einshan Elohi. Let's say you don't have the ability to bring another Karban. Omer lo, you know what we tell him? Hevi pikeach v'shtoik. We tell him to just be quiet. Don't tell anybody, let this just happen. What's the reason? Because at the end of the day, the Minchas HaOmer was a carbon tzibur. And because it was a carbon tzibur, so b'di'eved, you're certainly allowed to bring it betumah. Stating that, said Rav Sheshes, what do you see from this braisa? It's only b'di'eved that you can bring it. K'toni miyos, Omer u'mevi'en acheres tachteh. It sounds like it's a b'di'eved that you can bring it betumah. Why is it b'di'eved? It should be l'katchilo. Also, Rav Sheshes says, you see from here, Tumas t'chuyah b'tzibur. If Tumas hotcha b'tzibur, so why are we trying to find a carbon mincha that's tahar? There's no reason to. Just like if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, you don't have to try to find a kohen that's tar. So if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, you shouldn't have to find a mincha that's tar. To the extent that we meet the criteria of being able to bring a carbon tzibur, said Rav Sheshes, so why are we trying? You see, if the evidence works, that means it meets the criteria of bringing a carbon tzibur b'tumah. So if it meets the criteria of bringing a carbon tzibur b'tumah, so why l'katchila are we trying to bring another one? Oh, must be, because Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. I'm like Rav Nachman, so what's Rav Nachman going to do? Rav Nachman holds Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. How's he going to answer this question? So the Gemara says, he'll tell you, this is a little bit different, because even though the halacha is Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur, that only allows the Kohanim to do the Avodah and the Balei HaKarban to get the Kapora that they need from bringing the carbon. But at the same time, you're not allowed to eat from the carbon. So almost all Karbanas had a chelik of it that was eaten. The great exception is the Karban Oila. There are other exceptions, but that's the primary exception, the Karban Oila. But other than that, most Karbanas, a chelik of it was eaten, sometimes only by Kehanim, such as Kachi Kadashim, sometimes even by ordinary Zorim, such as Kachim Kalim, sometimes only the Bailim. But the point is, most Karbanois had a chelik that was Nechel Bailim. When a carbon is brought betuma, even if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, that loch is it couldn't have been eaten. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Pesachim. The only exception to that rule is the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was brought betuma and it was Nechel betuma. And the reason is because in the Karban Pesach, you can't spalt the Achila and the Akrava, because the Ikra of the Karban Pesach was for the Achila, Kemavur b'Mesechtes Pesachim. But the point is, said Rav Nachman, I hold really Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. But being that we're dealing with a carbon over here, that if it's going to be brought betumah, you won't be able to eat it. And if it's going to be brought betahira, you will be able to eat it. That's why the Braisa said, l'katchila, you should try to do it betahira. Nothing to do with the hakrava, but it's more related to the achila. Mesvi, another kasha. Hoye makriv minchas parim ve'elam ukvasim. A kohen was bringing a carpet. He was bringing a carbon mincha that comes along with parim, elam, and kvasim. So what kind of mincha comes with parim, elam, and kvasim? We're talking about the minchas nesachim. Because there were certain karbanois that had a mincha component to them. They were known as the mincha minchas nesam. Someone was bringing the mincha of the parim elam ukvasim and it must be adoy. And the mincha became tommy. Oimer umevina cheres tachteh. So we try to find one that's tar. Then ancham elohi oimer mloy the same aloch heavy pekeach v'shtoik. So the gemara says my love parim elam ukvasim the chag. Presumably we're talking about karbanos sibur. The first price it was clear we were talking about karbanos sibur. Minchas haoimer is a carbon sibur. Here we don't know what kind of mincha it is. We just know it's a minchas nesachin. But a minchas nesachin could be a minchas yachid. It could be a minchas tzibur. So the question says the gemara is presumably we're talking about the parim elam and kvasim of yontif, which would then make them karbanos. Rav Nachman, who said parim? Maybe he was referring to a yachid. What's an example of a carbon yachid? Par avodah zara. Maybe he was referring to the par of the avodah zara, the par helam davar shel tzibur that we briefly mentioned in the introduction to the daf. That's a par, a bull that was brought in the event the roiv of Klal Yisrael did an aver b'shogeg. So halach is afal gaf tzibur. Even though roiv of Klal Yisrael ashutvim in this carbon, which of course makes it a carbon tzibur, but kimad loy kviyah leizman, being that it wasn't brought at a certain time, mahadrinon. So therefore, the halach is, at the very least, the katchila said Rav Nachman, we would try to bring it b'tayr. According to the Rambam, it wouldn't even fall into the category of tomah hutra, tomah tchoya. But for sure, the Gemara says mahadrinon. Certainly, the katchila, we would try to do it right. Elim, what is elim referring to? Elish shel aharon. It's referring to the isle of aharon. This is the ram that Aharon brought on Yom Kippur, Afagaf Tekfi Leizman, even though it is Kavur Leizman, but given the Yachid Hu, being that it's a carbon Yachid, Madrinon. Again, Madrinon. This sounds a little bit not like the Rambam. And finally, Kvasim, as it relates to Kvasim, what's that referring to? Bekeves Habon, Oimer. It's referring to the Keves that was brought together with the carbon Oimer, the Ike Shiraim Lachilo, which even though it was a carbon Zibur, but there was Shiraim Lachilo, I mean that there was Shiraim Lachilo, so that's why, again, Mahadrinon. So the Gemara says, even though at first glance, this Brisa we just mentioned would seem to support the Shita of Tumah Tchoyah B'Tzibur. Why? Because it sounds like a Katchila, we're trying to bring a bit higher. Why? If Tumah Tchoyah B'Tzibur, who cares? So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is, either we're talking about Karbanos Yochid, or we're talking about a situation where there's Shirayim L'Achila, and being that you wouldn't be able to eat it B'Tumah, so it's for that reason, we're trying to do it the right way. Mesa, another Kasha. Dam Shenitmo. If you have Dam of a carbon, and the Dam became Tumah, so you're not supposed to do the zrika. You can't do the avoida with dam that's tamei v'zarkoi. But you did the zrika anyway. So the halacha is like this: b'shoygig hortza. If you did it b'shoygig, it works. B'mezid loy hortza. If you did it b'mezid, it doesn't work. So what's the kasha? You see from here that there's no halacha of tumah hutra b'tzibur and tumah tchoyah b'tzibur. Because if tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchoyah b'tzibur, then l'chura why b'mezid loy hortza? So the Gemara says, Kitanya hidi yachid. Who said it's talking about a carbon tzibur? Maybe it's talking about a carbon yachid. Ayin Rashi. Toshma, amat, tzitz meratza. Another braisa that says, the tzitz we know was meratza. How do we know that it's a pasik? Foyal meitzach ahari, v'nasa harin es havoina kachem ha'che yakdishu b'nei Yisrael. So it's clear that the tzitz had an ability to be meratza. By the way, the Lashon Meratza, V'hoya al mitzchoy tomid l'rotzoin lehem l'fnei Hashem. It's the Lashon HaPasek. So the tzitz had an ability to be l'rotzoin. Had an ability to be Meratza. What does it work for? The Pasek is vague. V'nasa harin as havoin hakachet. But more specifically, which avoyin hakachem does it work for? So the Gemara says, it's a braisa. Al hadam v'al habasar v'al hachelev shenitmo. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezit, bein b'oynis, bein b'rotzoin, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. We pretty much checked off every box. It is meratza on tumah. It doesn't matter if we're dealing with the dam, the basar, or the chelav. Those are the three primary components of a garban. It doesn't matter if it became tumah b'shoigig or b'mezin, but oynis or beratzin, and it doesn't even matter if the carbon is a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur. Now this brisa seems to scream tumah tchoyah b'tzibur. Why? Because the isol k'daytach tumah hetir b'tzibur. If you're going to tell me tumah tchoyah b'tzibur, then lamali l'rtsuyeh. Then why do you need to be meratza if it's a carbon tzibur? We said that one of the nafkeminois between tumah hutra b'tzibur and tumah tchoyah b'tzibur is, do you have to come onto the tzitz or do you not have to come onto the tzitz? If tumah tchoyah b'tzibur, so it's a b'dieved, because the mitzias of tumah is there. So why does it work? It works because there's a concept of the tzitz. V'nasa harin as havoin hakadosh amashe yaktishu b'nei Yisrael. If you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, there's no tumah. So why do you have to come onto the tzitz? There is no havoin hakadosh. This would seem to be a schwarz and weiss breiser. Amat tzitz meratze, andam, basar chelev, shogig medes, oined rotzen, yochid and tzibur. It's clear that the tzibur has to come onto the tzitz. So this is already a very stark akash. Amalach Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman's going to tell you a little doichet. Kik toni atzitz meratze. Miratz Adi Yochid. You have to say that Tzibu was brought in Lav Dafka, but really Tzitz is only being Miratz Adi Yochid. Maybe it's referring even to a carbon Tzibu. But it's talking about where it's not Kavi Luzman, and if it's not Kavu Luzman, then you don't have the Aloch of Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibu. The Rambam says you don't even have the Aloch of Tumah Dechoya B'Tzibu where it's not Kavu Luzman, and that's where it'd be negated. Meisvei another Kash, but also Aharon is Avinat Kachim. Aharon is going to carry the Avinat Kachim. This Pasik that discusses the special power of the tzitz. So Zok the Brice of Chi Eze Avin Hu Noise. Which Aver is it referring to? So we know it's referring to Tumah, but this Brice is going to flesh it out. What exactly are we talking about? Im Avin Pigol doesn't mean Pigol. Now, what does Pigol mean? So usually Pigol is a very high level term. It means that you did one of the avoidos with a machshava to eat the basar chutzlas manei chutzlam koimoi, to be makted a murim chutzlas manei chutzlam koimoi, to do the zrika chutzlas manei chutzlam koimoi, or to be shoifech deshirayim chutzlas manei chutzlam koimoi. In this brisa, avoina pigol simply means chutzlam koimoi. So usually it means chutzlas manei chutzlam koimoi. Here it means chutzlam koimoi. So it doesn't mean we did an avoda with a machshava of chutzlam koimoi. Arik farnem lo yiratze. It says in the Torah lo yiratze. Lo yiratze sounds like there's no way out. There's no way to be mechaper and to be meratze on that type of avoda because the Torah says lo yiratze. So when it says v'hoya metzach harin v'nasa harin es avoina kachim asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael, it can't mean that it has the ability to alleviate chutzlam koimoi. Because the Torah said lo yiratze. Im avoy noiser doesn't mean, so we know what noiser usually means. Usually means you have basar and you left it past its time. You were supposed to have eaten it or been makdir within a certain time. You didn't do that. Here noiser means machsheves pigel of chutzlas manei. So what's usually known as machshav of chutzlas manei, that's what the brayse means when it says noiser. So it doesn't mean noiser, you did the avoidah with the machshav of chutzlas manei. Yerik farnem lo yichashev. Lo yichashev also sounds like there's no way out. In a noiser el avoin tumah. Must be, it's referring to the aver of tumah. Okay, so far, everything that we knew. But here's the punchline. Shehutra michlala betzibur. And the reason Tumah is different, meaning why would Tumah be unique, that Tumah somehow has the ability to become okay b'di'evet through the power of the tzitz. Why is the tzitz meratz on Tumah and it's not meratz on pigol? It's not meratz on what the Brice refers to as noisa. The reason is because you find a kula by Tumah that you don't find by these machshavas. Tumah's hutra betzibur. Says the Gemara, what do you see from there? The kashnul Rav Sheshes. This is checkmate. The Lashon is checkmate. We're not bringing the Gemara's kasha is not the toichen of the Braisa. The Gemara's kasha is pasha, the Lashon of the Braisa. The Lashon of the Braisa is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Not Tumah Dechoya B'Tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So the Gemara says a pretty good kasha. So the Gemara is so persuaded by this question, and there was no way for Rav Sheshes to be miyashav it. It says Hutra B'Tzibur. It doesn't say Tchoya B'Tzibur. And don't tell me Hutra, Tchoya. That's a huge nafkamina. This is the whole sugya. So if the Braisa used the Lashon of Hutra, it sounds like that's the way it works. So the Gemara says, you're right. No, you have to say really it's machloikis tanoim. The only way Rav Sheshes has the plates to be able to argue with this braisa is because he has a tana de mesayele. Must be that this machloikis wasn't just a machloikis amiram, it was a machloikis tanoim. So up until this point, it was the machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. But the Gemara now is going to introduce tanoim that had debated this question hundreds of years prior. The tanya tzitz, as it relates to the tzitz, bein sheyeshne al mitzchay, bein sheyeshne al mitzchay, miratze divri Rav Shim. So the braisa is discussing the tzitz, not Tumah dechuya betzibur, Tumah hutra betzibur. We're talking about carbon yachid, for example, with halachis that the dam, the basar, the chaylev that were brought betumah, the halachis, the tzitz is meratzah for it. And the question is, does the kohen gadol have to be wearing the tzitz in order for it to be meratzah? Or does the kohen gadol not have to be wearing the tzitz in order for him to be meratzah? Machloikas Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon says the tzitz is meratzah, whether the kohen gadol is wearing it, whether he's not wearing it. Rav Yehuda oimer, ideo mitzchay meratzah. If he's wearing it, it's meratzah. Ein ideo mitzchay ein meratzah. If he's not wearing it, it's not meratzah. So Amalei Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon told Rav Yehuda, he says, you're going to tell me that the only time the tzitz is meratzah, the only time it works for a karban yachid, is if the kohen gadol is physically wearing it. Kohen gadol b'yom kippur yochiyach. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol, at certain times, didn't wear the tzitz. Now, there were times he did, but there were times he didn't. Whenever he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he didn't. She'ein ideo al mitzchay. So at that point, the tzitz he wasn't wearing, umeratzah, and still he was meratzah. Meaning, you don't find anywhere that there would be an issue in the event that there was a problem with the avodah that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that somehow it would be a problem. Why not? We should say, in this case, the tzitz is not meratzah. And if the tzitz is not meratzah, why? Because it's ein ideo al mitzchay, it should be a problem. So Rav Shimon said, this is a raya from the fact that even the avodah on Yom Kippur that was done when there was no kohen gadol wearing the tzitz, And still there's no issues. You don't find anywhere in Shas that all of a sudden now there would be a problem with Tumah B'di'evet. That's the biggest raya that the Tzitzis Meratzah, even if he's not wearing it. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Shimon, you're asking a kasha from the Avodah that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Hanach L'Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur, She Tumah Hutra Lei B'Tzibur. You don't have to come on to the Tzitz. Why do you have to come onto the tzitz? Because it's a carbon tzibur. Everything is tzibur on Yom Kippur. So if it's a tzibur anyways, tumah hutra b'tzibur, that's why you don't find it anywhere. The only issue where you would have to come onto the tzitz is if you're dealing with a carbon yachid. He's dealing with a carbon. So the Gemara says, what was Reb Shimon thinking? What was Reb Shimon's kasha? Why did Reb Shimon think that on Yom Kippur you have to come onto the tzitz? He didn't know tumah hutra b'tzibur? He didn't know there's no tumah on Yom Kippur because it's all carbon tzibur. Oh, Michlal, you know what you see from here? The Reb Shimon saw that tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Must be Reb Shimon held tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Zok the Gemara, this machloik is Reb Nachman or Reb Sheshes. Where Reb Nachman says tumah hutra b'tzibur, Reb Sheshes says tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. It's really a machloik is between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda holds tumah hutra b'tzibur. Reb Shimon holds tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. And that's why even though it's a mefurish b'raisa that says tumas hutra michlal b'tzibur, which at first glance would be checkmate tiufta the Reb Sheshes, the Gemara is not a tiufta because Reb Sheshes knew about that b'raisa. Reb Sheshes held that b'raisa was going according to Reb Yehuda that holds tumah hutra b'tzibur. Reb Sheshes himself held like Reb Shimon who holds tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. So as it relates to this machloikis, whether the tzitz is miratza only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, or if the tzitz is miratza even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Reb Yehuda said that that the only time it was meratzah if the Kohen Gadol was wearing it, Reb Shimon said no. So Amar Abayis, Abayi clarified that machlokes. Meaning we're not discussing tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. We're digressing from our digression. We're discussing the machlokes whether the tzitz is only meratzah when it's meratzah. Forget about Karban Tzibur. Karban Yachid, for sure, the tzitz is meratzah. So the question is it only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it or not? Machlokes Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, the Gemara is going to drill into it a little bit. So Abaye said, number one, Benish Baratz is Kulam Lepigad Lo Meratzah. Everybody agrees if the tzitz is physically broken, there is no tzitz to use, so there's no question it's not meratzah. Ki pligi, when is the machlokes? The Toli Besichsa, where there was a tzitz, it wasn't broken. It's not out of commission currently. But at the same time, it's Toli Besichsa, it's hanging on a hook. It's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. Reb Yehuda sub Reb Yehuda says, it says in the Torah, al meitzach v'nasa. That's what the pasuk says. V'hoya al meitzach haharon, v'nasa haharon asavoy nakachim. Has to be on his forehead. So only if he's wearing it, it's miratza. Rav Shimon Sava, tamid l'ratza in the fnei Hashem. The pasuk also says, v'hoya al mitzchoy tamid. The word tamid is mashma, it's miratza tamid. It always works. My tamid. Meaning, had Reb Shimon know that's what tamid means. Because what else does tamid mean? Doesn't mean he always has to wear it. That's not true. The Kohen Gadol may have to go to the bathroom. He may go to sleep. He's not going to wear the tzitz when he's going to sleep. Ela tamid miratza. What tamid must mean, it's always miratza. So Rabbi Yehuda darshan v'hoya al metzach haharon v'nasa, only when he's wearing it. Whereas Reb Shimon darshan Tamid liratza in lehem lufnei Hashem, it's always meratza. So what's the Gemara going to do? And that's going to go back and forth. What does Rabbi do with Reb Shimon? What does Reb Shimon do with Reb Yehuda? And once we figure out what Reb Shimon did with Reb Yehuda, so why didn't Reb Yehuda learn that way? And then why didn't Reb Shimon learn that way? There'll be a little bit of back and forth. Zok the Gemara, the Reb Yehuda, nam yoksef tamid. According to Reb Yehuda, doesn't it say tamid? What does that mean? Zok the Gemara, hu tamid shli asiach taitim imenu. That means something else. That means that while the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, tamid he has to be thinking about it. The tzitz is asa behesach hadas. And in fact, there's a very important halacha that's learned out from here. Many bar mitzvah pshatlach start with this halacha. Kid Rabbi Barafuna, the Amar Rabbi Barafuna, Rabbi Barafuna said, "Chayiv Adam lemashmish b'tfilin b'chol shav v'shav." A person has an obligation to always pay attention to his tefillin. That's why there's certain times during the course of davening where we touch our tefillin. Why? Because we can't be masiach das. Wasn't mean can't be masiach das. He's thinking about the tefillin every second. No, but Chayiv Adam lemashmish b'tfilin b'chol shav v'shav. You have to constantly be touching it, and it has to be on your mind. How do you know that? Kal v'chomer. A kavachomer from the tzitz. Matzit shemba yel askara achas on the Torah mitzchay tamid. Madach the tzitz that only has Hashem's name mentioned one time. It says in the Torah al mitzchay tamid. What does tamid mean? Shlo yasiyach daitim imenu. You can't be masiyach das. Tefillin sheyesh ben askara zarbe alachas kama vekam. It's interesting that the Gemara learns a kavachomer. Madach tzitz certainly tefillin. As if tefillin is more halig than the tzitz. So vein kama koymer. But the point is that you see from the word tamid we learn that shlo yasiyach daitim imenu. That's Rabbi Yehuda did with the word tam. Ulu Reb Shimon, tam a tam a miratza, v'aksiv, al metzach v'nasa. Rav Shimon, who says that it's always meratz, because he learns Talmud is not coming to teach me iser hesach hadas, but rather it's coming to teach me that it's always meratz. What about Rabbi Yehuda's source? V'haya al metzach aharim v'nasa. Ha'ulik b'ilei makom udas. That passage is just simply coming to say where aharim's supposed to wear the tzitz when he wears it. Where does he wear it? V'haya al metzach aharim. Not that that's the only time it's meratz, but when he wears it, that's where he wears it. Meratz, it's always meratz. Rabbi Yehuda l'kvayle makom v'nasa. What's Rabbi Yehuda meaning? It sounds like this must have been extra for Rabbi Yehuda to use it for a drasha. It must be he knows l'kfay alei makayim from somewhere else. Where's the other place? Gemara says, what do you mean? The same pasuk. Nafkalei me'al mitzchay. The pasuk says twice it should be on his forehead. V'hoyal metzach harin v'nasa harin z'vayna kachim. And then the pasuk says, v'hoyal mitzchay tamin. Oh, so from the word mitzchay, that's something. Reb Shimon nami tebelei me'al mitzchay. Okay, so if al mitzchay is a second source, so what about Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon needs v'hoyal metzach harin to teach me the makayim. What do you mean? It says it twice. Enochi nami. You're right. Elo al metzach v'nasa mayavalei. So hajr kush l'duchte. What does Reb Shimon do with Rabbi Yehuda's makar? It sounds like v'hoyal metzach harin v'nasa. It's only meratza when it's on his metzach. And don't tell me he uses it to teach me that's where you're supposed to wear the tefillin. I mean, where you're supposed to wear the tzitz. Because the pasuk says at the end, "V'hayal mitzchay tamid l'ratzayin." Amalach, no roy lemetzach meratzah, she'en roy lemetzach en meratzah. The pasuk that says "V'hayal mitzchay tamid" doesn't mean that that's the only time it's meratzah. What it means is that if it's roy to be on the mitzach, that's the only time it's meratzah. Not "V'hayal mitzchay tamid" has to be physically on his mitzach. What it means is it has to be roy to be on his mitzach. Lafuke, what? Nishbaratzitz the lay meratzah. Rabbi Yehuda nishbaratzitz minale. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that if it's broken, it's not going to work? Nafkalei mi. Meitzach mitzchay. It could have said meitzach and said it said mitzchay. Reb Shimon, what does he do with the vav? Nothing. Meitzach mitzchay le'mashmalei. He didn't think it was a drashna. As a result, he doesn't feel that he has to learn anything from their exhale. So the topic of today's daf was very much the halacha of tumo hutra b'tzibur and tumo d'chuya b'tzibur. As a sub-theme of today's daf, the Gemara got involved in the passing of Parshas Tetzaveh. V'hoyal metzach aharon v'nasa aharon es havoyin hakodesh v'masha yakdishu b'nei Yisrael. We learn from there that the tzitz is meratzah. So for ha'aris, if time allows, on the sugya of tumo hutra b'tzibur, tumo d'chuya b'tzibur. So we mentioned in the introduction to the daf, that the Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchas Bias Hamikdash paskins Tumma D'chuyah Hi B'tzibur. So it's machlokes in the Gemara whether Tumma's Hutra B'tzibur or Tumma's D'chuyah B'tzibur. And the Rambam paskins that Tumma's D'chuyah B'tzibur. And the truth is that B'muschol Rishon, at first glance, it would seem to be a little bit of a chiddush. Because what emerged from the Gemara is that the machlokes, whether Tumma Hutra B'tzibur or Tumma D'chuyah B'tzibur, is an age-old machlokes. It's machlokes Tana. It's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumma Hutra B'tzibur. Rabbi Shimon holds Tumma D'chuyah B'tzibur. Now, it wasn't a mefurish machloikis, but it was a derivative machloikis. In the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether the tzitz is meratza only when it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, or even if it's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, emerged another machloikis, whether Tumma is Hutra B'tzibur or Tumma is D'chuyah B'tzibur. But Rabbi Yehuda's shita is Tumma Hutra B'tzibur, and Rabbi Shimon's shita is Tumma D'chuyah B'tzibur. If that's the case, we know, Klolei Ashas, Erevin Mevav Amidbez, whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So based on simple Klolei Ashas, you would think that if the machloikis, Tumma Hutra, Tumma Tchuyah is machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And if that's the case, the halacha should be Tumma Hutra B'tzibur. Why is the halacha Tumma Tchuyah B'tzibur? So the Kesef Mishnah, Alatar, on the side of the Rambam in Hilchas Bias Mikdash Perik Dalet, asks this question. And the Kesef Mishnah says two terutzim, Poshit and Cheshmen. The first terutz is that the Rambam's Makar wasn't Yuma Davov, but rather the Rambam's Makar was Psochim Ayin Zayin. So the primary sugya of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur, is really in Perikates at Zoylin, some of the intense Kachem Dafin in Masechtas Psochim. And the Gemara in Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph in Masechtas Psochim says, quote, Sav Ruah, Delekuli Alma Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur. Everybody holds Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur, Ubayit Tzitz L'ratzitz. And as a result, the only way that a carbon tzibur can be brought betumah is with the power of the tzitz. How do we know that? Because the leketana says the Gemara, the shamalei amat tumah hutra betzibur ela Rabbi Yehuda. Because there's no tana in the world that holds tumah hutra betzibur with the exception of Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara brings yuma davav amibes. So says the Kesef Mishnah, you want to know where the Rambam got it from? He got it from this lashon haGemara. When you learn yuma davav amibes, it sounds like there were two tanaim in history that ever discussed this shaila. Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. And Reb Yehuda said one way, and Reb Shimon said the other way. Based on that, it's machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Of course, we'd paskin like Reb Yehuda. And based on that, the Rambam would have paskin Tumah Hutra Reb Tzibur. But the Rambam knew another Gemara, Psachim Ayin Zayinim and Aleph. And there, the Gemara presents the machlokes a little bit differently. It's not Reb Yehuda versus Reb Shimon, but rather it's Reb Yehuda versus all the Rabbanon. The Lekotana the Sphirle. There's no Tana in the world that holds Tumah Hutra Reb Tzibur El Reb. Oh, if it's Reb Yehuda against all the Chachamim. So that's a whole different story. That's Yochid V'Rabim, Halachik V'Rabim. And it's for that reason, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam Paskin, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur, not Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur. Now the truth is, that Gemara itself is Tzorach Bir, because it's not clear where all these other Tanoim are. There's one discussion amongst the Tanoim, Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur, and it's one against one. It's Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon. So it's not even clear where the Gemara got this from. It's Tosfos Kashim, Psachim Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph. We spoke of that when we learned Psachim Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph. Ayin Shom. V'oid, or Inami, says the Kesef Mishnah. It's true that the machloik is Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur, is a machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And based on that, maybe you can argue, Klali Apsak, Dach Locha should be like Rabbi Yehuda. But it was also a machloik is Amayurai. It was also a machloik is between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishes. And the rule, when it comes to a machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishes, is that if the machloikis is in mominus, we pass him like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was considered the maru of Dine Mominus. When it came to Chayesh Mishpat, like Shmuel, we always pass him like Shmuel when it comes to Dine Mominus. Rav Nachman throughout Shas, when you learn the Bavis, so Rav Nachman is considered the Soif Dover, and really the final psak, the highest authority when it comes to Dine Mominus. But when it comes to Issa Vehetta, the Allah is like Rav Sheishes. And being that Rav Nachman was the one in our sugi that held Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur, and Rav Sheishes was the one that held Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur, so it's for that reason we pass him like Rav Sheishes. Regardless, the Rambam paskins Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. Whether it's because of the Gemara Psachim Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph, that it's not just the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, but really it's Rav Yehuda against all the Chachamim, and therefore all the Chachamim are Rav Shimon Shita Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. It's because it's a Machlokes Amayram Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishes. This is just a little insight as to how the Rishonim went about formulating Halacha L'Maisa. But it's because of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishes, and we're going like Rav Sheishes because the Halacha is like Rav Sheishes when it comes to Issa the Heter, and Rav Sheishes is the one that held Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. But one thing's clear, even though the sugi is known as the sugi of Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur, it's a misnomer. It's not the halacha. The halacha is not Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur. The halacha is really Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. So with that introduction, here come the four ha'aras. Again, if we have time. The first ha'ara is just revisiting something that we've spoken about a lot recently. And that is it possible to bring karbonos b'zman hazeh? So we've spoken out Be'ezus Hashem so much from the Sefer Drishas Tzion, from Tzviyash Kalashim, and the Tshuvas from Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Chassam Sofer, and the Binyan Tzion, and the Netziv, etc., etc., etc. The most basic issue with bringing a carbon b'zman hazeh is we're all Tameh. And if we're all Tameh, how are you going to bring a carbon in a state of Tumah? If we're Tameh, because we've all at some point presumably, misafik for sure, come in contact with a mace. The only way to become tar from Tumas mace is with the efer of the paraduma. We don't have the paraduma. So you want to talk about bringing karbonis? Let's find the paraduma first. That's the first thing we need to address. So what's the teretz? Why was there even a tomo? Why were so many tshuvas written by Gedolei Yisrael? Why did Rabbi Yechiel Paris talk about and think about bringing a karbonis 700-800 years ago? He didn't have the efer of the paraduma, just like we don't have the efer of the paraduma. It's because he was never thinking to bring karbonis yachin. He was only thinking to bring karbonis tzibur. And being that he was only thinking to bring karbonis tzibur, so you have today's daf, you have the sugyas of Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur, Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. But enachinami, it wouldn't be negeya to bring karbonis yachin, because you'd run into the problems of Tumah. Where it would be negeya is Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur, Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. But here's the problem. The problem is we paskin Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. It's the Rambam's Shita in Perek Dalet Hilchas B'Yis HaMikdash. The Gemara says all the Tanoim held Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur with the exception of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Mishnah spoke out so thoroughly that based on Klolei Apsak, it's poshit that the halacha is not Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibur, Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. It's mavur in the Gemara that Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur only works with the tzitz. No one has a tzitz. And by the way, even if you had a tzitz, you would need a kohen gadol. How are you going to get a kohen gadol b'zman hazeh? That's a whole nother set of complications. So the chura, at first glance, the whole movement is really a pella. The truth is, the Chassam Sofer, in his epic tshuva to Rav Kiva Eger, where he discussed this shaila, the tshuva that we speak about so often, Yerideya Reish Lamed Vav. So listen to Lashonei Hazav. He says, Al Kein Lafi Anias Daiti, Lo Yitzrichen L'Koyim Miyuchas. This is the Chassam Sofer who seems to be okay and maybe even happy with the whole movement to let's try to bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh. But this is L'shoinoi Hazov Shalach Chassam Sofer. We have to be medayik every word. Al Kain, therefore, Lafiyani is Daiti, Leitzrichon L'Koyim Miyuchas. You don't need a Koyim Miyuchas. V'noich Al Sham, let's bring Karbanos and we'll eat Minah Psochem. Al Kopanim, why? Al Kopanim is referring back to Psochem. At the very least, we'll be able to eat Psochem. Why? Shehutter Toma B'tzibor. Because Tumas Hutcher B'tzibor. Big carbon Pesach. And that is something we can use for a carbon Pesach. Because number one, carbon Pesach might be a carbon Tzibor. And even if it's a carbon Yochid, it's Kavu Lehem Zman. The Rambam Sheet is Kavu Lehem Zman is enough. V'loit Tzrichim L'shkolin. And you don't need Mesech L'shkolin. Because you don't need Machzah Sashekel. Even though usually for carbon Tzibor you need Machzah Sashekel. But not for carbon Pesach. V'loit L'Kayin Gadol. And you also don't need a Kayin Gadol. So says the Chassam Sofer, even though we're Tomei, don't worry about it. Even though we don't have Machs and Sashekel, don't worry about it. Even though we don't have a Kohen Gadol, don't worry about it. Because Al Kopanim, we can bring a Karban Pesach. Because the Karban Pesach, there's no problem with Tumah, because it's Hutter Tumah B'tzibor. You don't need Machs and Sashekel for a Karban Pesach, and you don't need a Kohen Gadol for the Karban Pesach. It's a Pelu the Chassam Sofer. It's true. If you would hold Tumah Hutter B'tzibor, then you would have no problem with Tumah by the Karban Pesach. You wouldn't need Machzis HaShekel. You wouldn't need Kohen Gadol. The problem is we don't paskin Tumah Hutra B'tzibor. We paskin Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibor. So if we paskin Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibor, it's true you can bring a Karban, but you do need a Kohen Gadol. Because you need the Tzitz. And without the Tzitz, it's not going to be Meratza. L'chayra. Even Nishbara Tzitz is not Meratza. L'chayra, you for sure would need the Kohen Gadol. You would think. If you hold Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibor, it's a Pella on the Chassam Sofer. That's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara, as it relates to the sugya of Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibor, is, so it's mavur in the Gemara that the tzitz had the ability to be meratza. Chloikis, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, whether it was only meratza if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, or whether it was meratza even if the Kohen Gadol was not wearing the tzitz. And Rav Yehuda's shita was that it doesn't matter if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz or if it wasn't wearing the tzitz. Either that oid Rab Shimon Rab Yehuda shita was that oideu al mitzchay meratza ein oideu al mitzchay ein meratza. When the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, it was meratza. When the Kohen Gadol was not wearing the tzitz, it wasn't meratza. Only Rab Shimon. So Rab Shimon told Rab Yehuda, "How could you tell me that? How could you tell me that the tzitz is only meratza when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz? Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur yechiach. On Yom Kippur, there's no issues of tumah." And in oideu al mitzchoy, he's not wearing it, umeratza. And still it's meratza. So what Rabbi Yehuda tell Rabbi Shimon? Yom Kippur's not a problem anyways, because Tumah Hutra B'tzibor. Oh, you see, that Rabbi Shimon holds that the only way the tzitz is meratza, the only way Tumah works B'tzibor is with the tzitz. That's the right that Rabbi Shimon holds Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibor. That was the derivative machlokes. But the ikar machlokes was, is the tzitz meratza only if the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, or is the tzitz meratza even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it? Rabbi Yehuda said the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing it. Rabbi Shimon says he doesn't have to be wearing it. And what was Rabbi Shimon's raya? His raya was because there's no tumah problems on Yom Kippur, even when the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim, there is no tzitz. Kohen Gadol did not wear the Shemayin of a Gadam. He wasn't wearing the tzitz. He was special, big day loving on Yom Kippur when he entered the Kodesh Hakodashim. There's no issues of tumah. Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippur yechiach. So I saw in the Sefer Avoy Vam, so that's a Sefer that we quoted a lot when we learned Masech Tzvachim and Menachis, and the Mechaber just came out with a new Sefer on Masech Tzvachim, on the first parak of Masech Tzvachim. So in the Avoy Vam, he brings two beautiful Ha'aras on this Gemara. One is from the Kovner Rav, the Dvar Avram. The second one is from Meir Don Platsky, the Kli Chemda. But both Ha'aras are Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'is Inyan. They're both really the same Ha'ara. The Dvar Avram asked the Kasha that Rav Shimon told Rav Yehuda that how could you tell me that the tzitz is only meratz if the Kohen Gadol is wearing it? If that's the case, it would come out in Afgemino that when the Kohen Gadol enters Lefnai V'Lefnim, or he's not wearing the tzitz, you would have problems of Tumah, because the tzitz is not meratz. That was Rav Shimon's taina to Rabbi Yehuda. Again, what's the premise of the question? When the Kohen Gadol goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, there's no tzitz. Freit the Dvar Avram. Rav Dimi, the Amir Rav Dimi, in Masech Nes Yuma, the Afayim Beis Amid Beis, says that the Meshuach Melchama used to wear the Shemayin of a Gadam. The Meshuach Melchama was the chief of staff. He was a Kohen that used to lead the Yidden into war. he was from Shevet Levi, even though the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel that one of the perks or one of the things of Shevet Levi is V'loy Orchen Mulchama. They didn't have to engage in war. However, the chief of staff, the general of Klal Yisrael, when they used to go to war, was from Shevet Levi. In fact, he was a Kayan. He was the Kayan that was a Mashuach Mechama. And there's a Machlokes on Iran, whether the Mashuach Mechama used to wear Dalit Begadim like a Kayan Hedid, or whether he used to wear Shmaina Begadim like a Kayan Gadol. So Rav Dimi Shita is that the Mashuach Mechama used to wear Shmaina Begadim. It's afraid that Kavna Rav, that according to Rav Dimi, that holds he used to wear the Shmaina Begadim, what was Rav Shimon's Taina to Rav Yehuda? Kayan Gadol b'yam Kippur Yechiach, She'en Oideyo al Metzchai Umeratza. It's true that Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. But let the Mashuach Mechama wear it. What's the problem? Mashuach Mechama can't wear the Shmaina Begadim? What, it's awesome for him to wear the Shmaina Begadim? So let him put on the Shmaina Begadim. And if he's going to be wearing the Shmaina Begadim, so he'll be wearing the tzitz, and that's how it's going to be Meratza. A very thought-provoking question. The second kasho, which is Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, the Klichenda asks in the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar. He brings this kasho from one of his Yedidim that he asked him a Gishmaka kasho. There's a Shitas Reb Meir in Besechtes Yuma, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, who holds that once a Kohen Gadol, to a degree, is always a Kohen Gadol. Which means, if someone was the Kohen Gadol, now for whatever reason he retired, he's not the Kohen Gadol anymore, he wants to do the Avodah. Does he wear Dalit Begadim? Or does he wish Shmaina Begadim? Ramei Shita is that he used to wish Shmaina Begadim. So the Klichemda says that his Yedid asked him a very Gishmaka Kasha. He asked him that according to Rameir, that holds that a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, a Kohen Gadol that's not Kohen Gadol anymore, but he's still a functioning Kohen. The Halacha is, he wears Shmaina Begadim. So Oz Rav Shimon's Taina, Kohen Gadol B'yayim Kippurim Yechiach, what's the issue? The Kohen Gadol will go lefnai v'lefnim. And a chinami, the Kohen Gadol himself, won't be wearing the big day kahuna. But at the same time, let the Kohen Sha'ava be wearing the Shmaina Begadim. And if he'll be wearing the Shmaina Begadim, he'll be wearing the tzitz. And if he'll be wearing the tzitz, why can't the tzitz be meratza then? It sounds like as long as there's a tzitz being worn, that in and of itself should be enough. So l'chayra, what's the problem with Kohen Gadol B'yom Kippur Yechiach? Tzvei kashas. The erste kasha is the Dvar Avraham, the Kovner Rav. Maybe the Mashuach Mechama should wear the tzitz. And let the Mashuach Mechama's tzitz be miratza, the Avoyin HaKotchen, for the time that the Kohen Gadol is for sure not wearing it. There's Avoyin being done. Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz because he's not allowed to because it's Lefnai V'Lefnim. Okay, so it's going to work together with the tzitz that the Mashuach Mechama is wearing. Or like the Klichemda brings this kashin from his Yedid. Let's work with a Kohen Sha'avar. Find a Kohen Sha'avar. Let him wear a tzitz. Would that in and of itself work? The Yesh L'Yashev, the Harbi Yesh L'Falfel was there. But again, just the Ha'ara. That is the second aura. The third aura is something that we've spoken about in the past, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. And that is, we have to refamiliarize ourselves with the Rambam and the Raifid in the end of Hilchas Kalayim. This is very, very important as far as Reit goes in the Sech Tesyuma. The Rambam says, in the very last halach of Hilchas Kalayim, Koyanim shalof shu big day kahuna shaloi b'shas avoida. A koyan that wears big day kahuna shaloi b'shas avoida. Afilu b'mikdash. Even if he wore it in the base of mikdash loik and he gets malchus. A koyan that wears the big day kahuna shaloi b'shas avoida gets malchus. Why? Mepnei ha'avnet. Because one of the four begadim that the koyan used to wear was the avnet. Shehu kalayim. And it had kalayim inside. V'loi hutru boy. And this that you're allowed to wear it is b'shas avoida. She mitzvahs esek kimayat tzitzis. So while the koyan was doing the avoida, he was allowed to wear it. But if the koyan wasn't doing the avoida, he had no right to wear the avnet. And as a result, says the Rama, if a koyan would wear his big day kahuna, not at the time of the avoida, the halach is that he would get malchus. The Ravid argues, Amar Avram Tobazah. The Rambam made a mistake. It's not true. It's nishtamis. A Kohen is allowed to wear the big day kahuna, b'shas avoida, and even shaloi b'shas avoida. And if he wears a shaloi b'shas avoida, he's not over the Isser Shatnes, and he's certainly not going to get malchus. How does the Raifin know that? It's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Samech Tesam Adbeis. We don't need this part of the Raifin now. What we need is the second part of the Raifin. Umay, the Karma Nami B'pneya Avnei Chushal Kalayim. And this that the Rambam said that the reason is because of the Avnei. Why do you only say the Avnei? Otu choshen ve'efoid mi lesbuhu kalayin? What, the choshen ve'efoid don't have kalayin? No, the Rabbi is asking, why the Rambam pick only on the avnet? As if the avnet is the only one of the begadim that a kohen can wear that has shatnes. L'chayra, there were two other of the big day kahuna that also had shatnes. The choshen had shatnes in it, and the efoid had shatnes in it. And if that's the case, Freik the Ravid, why did the Rambam only focus on the avnet? Why didn't he say anything about the choshen and the efoid? The truth is, is that the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph, discusses this as well. Quote, Big Day Kahuna Mutale Hanes Bahen. A kohen's allowed to benefit from the Big Day Kahuna. Lefichach, Loi Veish Oysam B'yoyim Avedasai, Afilu Shaloi B'shas Avoida. He's allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna, even Shaloi B'shas Avoida. Chutz, very important chutz, Min HaAvnet. With the exception of the Avnet, Mipnei Shehu Shatnes. Because it's Shatnes, says the Rambam, V'osur L'kohen Hedyet L'loif Shoy El B'shas Avoida. And it's for that reason it would be also for Kohen Hedyet to wear the Avnet unless it's the Shas Avod. So the Beis Halevi in Shailus Uchuvus Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph Simen Gimel, is Medayik L'Shoyne Azov Shal HaRambam. The Rambam in Perek Ches, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, when he brings the Isser for Kohen to wear the Big Day Kundash Shalei B'Shas Avod, what does the Rambam say? Being that the Avnet has Shatnes, V'Osso L'Kohen Hedyet L'Loiv Shoy El B'Shas Avod. So why did he only say Kohen Hedyet? It's a din in Koyin Hedyet. So the Beis Halevi said, Vaistois, the Rambam held, that this that a Koyin is not allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, it's only a Koyin Hedyet that's not allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna. But a Koyin Gadol is allowed to. It's Mefurish in the Rambam. But really a Koyin Gadol would be allowed to, says the Beis Halevi. If that's the case, it's miyush of the Rambam and then the Filchus Kalayim. When the Rambam brought the halacha that a kohen is not allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna Shalei B'Shas Avoida, he picked one of the begadim. Which beggar did he pick? The Avnei. Freak the Ravid. Atu, almost sarcastically. Choshen the Eifoid mi lespu Kalayim? What, Rambam? The Choshen and the Eifoid don't have Kalayim? What's the Teretz of the Beis Halevi? Of course the Choshen and the Eifoid have Kalayim. But it's before it's in the Rambam, Perikas, Hilchus Kalayim Mikdash, that the Rambam held that the Isser is only for a kohen Edyet. It's not for a kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol wore the Choshen and the Eifoid. But there is no Issa for the Kohen Gadol. The only one of the begadim that a Kohen Hedyet wore that had shatness was the Avnei. That's why the Rambam, L'shitasai, said only Kohen Hedyet. Zok Beis Halevi, it's clear in the Rambam that even though the Rambam Shita is that it's also for a Kohen to wear Big Day Kuna Shalei B'Shas Avoida, here's the caveat. Here's the fine print. It's only the Kohen Hedyet. A Kohen Gadol was allowed to wear Big Day Kuna Shalei B'Shas Avoida. How do we know that? Two Rambams. Number one, it's Mefurish in the Rambam Perek Ches Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. V'asu l'koyin hedyet l'loiv shoy ela b'shas avoida. It's clear the Rambam's talking only about the koyin hedyet. And number two, the Ravid's Diyak in the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchas Kalayim, where the Rambam says that if a koyin would wear the Avnet shaloi b'shas avoida, why only the Avnet? What about the Choshen and the Eifoid? Oh, the Teretz says it's the Rambam Shita, that it's only the gay the koyin hedyet, only the koyin hedyet. It has the Isser Kohen Hedyet didn't wear a Choshen the Eifoid, and that's Pshana. But the question is why? What's the difference? If the Rambam holds you're only allowed to wear Big Day Kuna B'Shas Avoida, you're not allowed to wear Shalei B'Shas Avoida, Mali Kohen Hedyet, Mali Kohen Gadol, what difference does it make? The Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear his Begadim Shalei B'Shas Avoida, but the Kohen Hedyet is not. If the Rambam Shita is that there's a problem of Shatness, but the Avoida is what allows you to do it, so what difference does it make if it's a Kohen Hedyet or it's a Kohen Gadol? So the Beis Halevi said a Dover Nifla. The Beis Halevi said that any time the Kohen Gadol is wearing his Begadim, it's always a Shas Avoida. And the reason it's always a Shas Avoida is because the halacha is that whenever the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz was meratza, which meant that if there was a Kohen Hedyet in the Azara that was doing the Avoida, he was doing a Zrika, and the dam that he was doing the Zrika with was Tameh, the halacha is the tzitz was meratza. Bein Yochid, Bein Tzibur, Bein Shoigig, Bein Mezid, Bein Oynes, Bein Rotzen, Bein Dam, Bein Chela, Bein Basa, the Brisa that we saw in today's Daf. The halacha is that the tzitz had an ability to be meratza, but it was only meratza if it was Oydei HaMitzchah. That's the way we paskin, because we paskin to Matchoye B'Tzibur, and that is the Rambam's Pshat, that it's only true if it was Oydei HaMitzchah. So says the Beis Halevi, you want to know why this halacha in the Rambam is not negated by a Kohen Gadol? Because there's no such mitzias. Because any time that the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, it was wearing his begadim, it was always going to be meratza. And if it's meratza, that means it's considered an avoida. If it's considered an avoida, then by definition, it's not shalei b'shas avoida. A kohen hedyet could be wearing his dalet begadim, and it will be considered shalei b'shas avoida. He's walking outside, and he happens to be wearing his dalet begadim. He's learning for a seder, and he's wearing his big dekuna. It's shalei b'shas avoida. That's not something he's allowed to do. But a kohen gadol that learns for a seder with the shmoyne begadim, he's not only doing Torah, he's doing avoida as well. well. Why? Because if right now, at this second, something goes down in the Azara of Tumma, the tzitz that he's wearing, Oidei HaMitzchah, is going to be Meratzah. So being that the tzitz is going to be Meratzah, it's always Shas Avodah. So Zok Tabei Salevi, that's the Hesbin the Rambam. The Hesbin the Rambam is because it's always going to be considered a Shas Avodah. And being that it's always going to be considered a Shas Avodah, so it's never negated by a Kohen Gadol. Whereas a negated, it's negated by a Kohen head. The truth is that the Beis HaLevi is Meirich, and this Teretz is really Tully and some other things. Ayin Shaman in Chela Gimel. Just at Ein Beis Medrash Boloi Chiddush, I found this Teretz in another one of the Gedolei Achronim, and that is in the Baruch Tam. The Baruch Tam in his Pirish on the Turei Evan. So the Baruch Tam, famously known as Rav Chaim Sanzer Shver, but one of the Gedolei Oilam in Europe, B'doiroi B'tkufasoi Shal Rav Kiva Eger and the Chassam Sofer. So he wrote a Pirish on the Turei Evan. It's called Imrei Baruch. And his Pirish on Turei Evan in Masechtes Chagigo, Daf Yudzayin Amar Aleph, he says the same exact lumnus of the Beis HaLevi, that by Kohen Gadol there's no such thing as Shalei B'Shas Avoida. And the reason is because the Tzitz always has the ability to be Meratzah. One fourth and final aura, we'll just mention this very quickly, and that is that, so the Rambam Paskins Tumat Chuyehi B'Tzibur. Not Tumahutri B'tzibur. Really, it's Machlikis HaMeiron, Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, maybe the whole world against Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, Machlikis, whether Tumas Hutri B'tzibur, Tumas Tchuy B'tzibur. This is important, foundational, and that is, it's Mavuin D'Achroinim, that this Machlikis of Tumahutri B'tzibur, Tumah Tchuy B'tzibur, is not exclusive to Tumahutri B'tzibur and Tumah Tchuy B'tzibur. But rather, it's something that has ramifications in other sugyos hashas. Meaning, any time you find a situation where you're allowed to look away from one Isser because of something that's going on, is that always a D'Chuy or a Hutra? Is it like L'Katchila, don't worry about it, or is it a B'di'evet? Does it work B'di'evetig T'Chuya? Or l'katchila hutra, just to bring out the point. The Rambam, in Perek Beis Halach Aleph in Hilcha Shabbos says, D'chuyah hi Shabbos eitzel sakonis nefashas. Shabbos is D'chuyah eitzel sakonis nefashas. That means, if there's a situation where Chalila, someone has to call Hatzala on Shabbos. He calls Hatzala. What's the Shabbos? Aye, what do you mean? You be Mechal Shabbos? Because D'chuyah hi Shabbos eitzel sakonis nefashas, kishar kol ha-mitzvahs. The Kesef Mishnah. This is the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, Maron, Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph in Hilcha Shabbos says, let's be medayik, the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, D'chuyah hi Shabbos eitzel sakonis nefashas. He didn't say hutra, he said D'chuyah. Says the Kesef Mishnah, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like the Rambam holds it to be the Yefer. It's not L'katchino. L'may nafkemino. Nafkemino would be, let's say, you can call Atzala, or you can have an Eni Yehudi call Atzala on your behalf. It's D'chuyah Shabbos. Meaning, just like Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur means that if you can find a kohen that's tahar, let the kohen that's tahar do it. So too, D'chuyah hi Shabbos eitzel sakonis nefashos means the same thing. That b'di'evet, this is what you're going to do. But l'katchilo, you should try to be mahadir to do it in a way where there's not going to be chil Shabbos. Because the Mishnah says really it's a machlokes rishonim, but he says that it's clear that way from the lashon of the Rambam. D'chuyah hi Shabbos eitzel sakonis nefashos kishar kol ha-mitzvahs. So Zok Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, where did the Rambam get this from? How do you know? It's a very big chiddush la'alocha. The chuyah hi Shabbos eitzel sakonis nefashos, or hutri hi Shabbos eitzel sakonis nefashos. It's a major nafkemina la'alocha. A lot of practical differences. So how did the Rambam know that? Zok the Kesef Mishnah, it's poshut me how the Rambam knew that. Because the Rambam knew the sugya in Ketzad Tzoylin. And he knew the sugya in the first parak of Masechtas Yuma. A machloikis in Shas, whether Tumah Hutri B'tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. And the Rambam held that this machloikis of Tumah Hutri B'tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur is not exclusive to Avoida, Karbonois, and Tzibur. But rather, this machloikis is really a general machloikis. It's a foundational machloikis. It's a fundamental machloikis. How to look at any situation where Chazal tells us, Torah Shebaal Peh tells us that look away from this in exchange for that. And when we look away, does it mean it's Hutra that thing? Or does it mean it's Tchuya? And that's the machloikis, Tumah Hutra, Tumah Tchuya. And the Rambam held that if you hold Tumah Tchuya B'tzibur, then all similar situations are going to be viewed as being Tchuya. And if you hold Tumah Hutra, then all similar situations are going to be viewed as Hutra. So Zok the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam L'shitosoi, who paskins Tumah Tchuya B'tzibur in Perek Dalet Hilchas B'yas Mikdash, the Rambam paskin here in Perek Beis and Hilchas Shabbos, D'chuyah hi Shabbos Eitzel Tzakkonis Nefashos Kishar Kol HaMitzvahs. The Kesef Mishnah said this is the Rambam L'shitosoi. The Rambam must have held that this Shaila of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur and Tumah Tchuya B'tzibur is not exclusive to the laws of Tumah, but rather it's something that's a general concept. Anytime you find a similar situation, do you say Tumah Hutra or do you say Tumah Dechuya? The Chasam Sofer in a Tshuva, in Eir HaChaim, Tshuva Peihei, so he brings this Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah incidentally says this a little bit more by Richos in his Beis Yosef. And he says that really what the Kesef Mishnah said in Rosh Perek Beis Mishabes, Tzorich Iyun Gadol. The Lashon of the Chasam Sofer. Ma ra l'damo is Shabbos l'tumah. What's the comparison between Shabbos and Tumah? V'chi b'chad ha-machta machtenu del l'tumah d'choya v'shabbos hutra u'ma inyin avoyda l'pikuach nefesh del l'inyin echad mehem hu d'choya u'le'idach hutra. Says the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Mishloim, I don't understand this tzushtel, right? I mean, you could see why a Lamdan would have a problem with this tzushtel. It's two completely different sugyas. One is Tumah, one is Shabbos. One is avoyda, one is saving a person's life. Maybe in one case it's the other place in Sutra, Mechatesi. I hear. But the Kesef Mishnah didn't see it that way. Kesef Mishnah looked at it very high level, and the Kesef Mishnah said that if there's a machloikis Tumah Hutra, Tumah Tchuya as it relates to Tumah, then you're going to have the same machloikis of Hutra and Tchuya as it relates to Shabbos. Just to end with one knetch as it relates to this, and that is the Malbim wrote a sefer called Artzoy Sachayim, unbeknownst. So the Malbim's legacy is the Pirish that he wrote on Nach, Ki Yodua. But the Malbim wasn't just a baki in Torah Shavik Snav. He wasn't just a baki in Tanakh. The Malbim was a Goyen Olam in Torah Shaval Peh, literally on the level of the great Goyenim of the 19th century. Just to bring out the point for a second, and that is that Malbim wrote a sefer called Artzis HaChayim. It was written on Eir HaChayim, and it was written on the first 31 simanim in Shulchan Aruch. So this is the sefer, Artzis HaChayim. It was written from Simon Aleph through Simon Lamed Aleph. Anecdotally, I've heard different things as to why the Malbim stopped writing his Pirish. The Velt says that it was because the Gedolim felt that the Maskilim were learning Tanakh and they were starting to distort things and it was causing a lot of problems. And the Malbim was chosen, and he was identified to be the one to write a Pirish Hagun on Tanakh. So like this, we'll be able to counteract what was going on. Similar to what Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi did with his classic Deiris HaRishonim, where he wrote a history work, which Kiyodua was related to the fact that there were Maskilim that were doing different things, and that's why he quoted a lot of the Maskilim in his forum. It's not because he felt that was necessarily the right Mahalach, but it was a Hirash, so it was something that the generation required. But either way, the Malbim was a Goyin Oilam, a Teresh of Alper, Alderich HaPilpul, etc. One of the Askomas that the Malbim received on his Sefer Artzis HaChayim was from a Moshe Sofer, Rav Viram the Kila Kedosha Preshver. He had Askoma from the Chasam Sofer. I think it's Kedai to read this Askoma. This is Askoma really on the Malbim. Eklo LaAsrin HaGav Rabba. He says, we had the opportunity that we hosted a Gavra Rabba in our city, in Preshburg. Who was this person? Harav, Hamuflik, Betoira, Becharifas, Ubekias, Ubechom, Malachas, Machsheves, Kvoid, Rab Meir, Leib, Medinas, Russia. So the Malbim lived in Russia, and he came to Preshburg, and when he came to Preshburg, he visited the Chasam Sofer. The Ivras Man Gorim, Shaloy Lehiz Dakik, Loivra Nechachi, Ki Tzorche, Oir Merubin, Beyom, Makdosh, Malolo. So this was written in Yud Beis Tishrei. So it was literally the 4 days between Yom Kippur and between Sukkot. So he says he's very busy, and really he didn't have any time to really fabreng together with the Malbim and to look at this chibur that he gave from the Artzis HaChayim. But he says, Lulei she'ro'isi edos gedoyli Yisrael asher mafligim ma'od b'shvachot. But I saw that he had haskamas from gedoyli Yisrael. They were saying very, very incredible things about the Malbim. So he felt that he wants to talk to the Malbim a little bit. So he says, nechnasti imay b'divrei Torah b'nyonim shoyinim. So he said, I engaged in the Malbim with divrei Torah, different things. U'befrat b'chiburi al shulchan aruch erechayim ksivas ya. He showed me his ksav ya that he had from the Artzis HaChayim, and we talked about it a little bit. Veroisi, and I saw ki edusam nemnu ma'oid. I saw that all the haskamis that the Malbim had on his chibur were nemnu ma'oid. V'loy nafal dover echad mikol divrei matoif. Everything he said is perfect. V'yadaiti l'shasheya u'letayol imay oid yamim. And he said, really, my intention was at that time, I wanted to spend more time with the Malbim, to be m'shasheya with him. Right, the tchatchka with him. I wanted to talk to the Malbim and learning. I was enjoying it so much. Ach, yagiu imei yontif hakodesh al sukkis. But then sukkis came. V'achachach imei astav. And then the lang of winter. V'urcha rechayka al kena marti hachelig yeyed al hakol. So even though I didn't have an opportunity to really fabring as much as I would have liked to, but I know from the little bit that I did, I see already what I'm dealing with. V'hinini min hamashkimim hamaskimim alatfasa sifroi v'yofutsu maynos of chutzah ke advar Dvarim Benuyim Al Adnei Asechel Ukroivim Lamitosa Shal Torah Loi Kederech HaPilpul HaNaog Ukagoyin Zeh Re'evi Kadesh Harini Koisev LeKovet HaTorah Moshe HaKotten Sofer MiFrankfurt Domain. This was the Haskama that the Chassam Sofer gave the Malbim. You want to hear the punchline? You know how old the Malbim was when he met the Chassam Sofer? He was 26 years old. That's how old he was. He was mamash a younger man. So this is what the Chassam Sofer said about the Malbim. We don't realize this. The Malbim was a goyin oylem b'derech ha'pilpul. So why are we talking about the Malbim? Just to be messiah with one ha'ara. And that is, we just mentioned the Rambam and then the Vilchus Kalayim, where the Rambam says that if the Kohen wore the big day kahuna, shaloi b'shas avoida, the aloch is he would get malchus because he's wearing shatnes. Kohen Hegin, not the Kohen Gadol, the Beis Halevi, the Buruch Tam. But the point is, if the Kohen would wear the big day kuna, shaloi b'shas avoida, and the Rabbit argues, the Rabbit says, no, he was allowed to wear it. Says the Malbim in his Art Sachaim, it's in Simen Yud Ches, Ayin Shom, he says, yesh loima, this is also the Rambam l'shitasai. The Rambam who said that from the fact that tumah tchuya b'tzibur, which is the psak of the Rambam, that means that any time you find a situation where one thing is going to somehow be doicha the other, it works with a mahalach in lumdus of dechuya, not a mahalach of hutra. So tumah is dechuya b'tzibur. Like atchili, you try to find a good kayin. It has to work with the tzitz. So too, Shabbos is dechuya he eats al b'koach nefesh. Like atchili, find an amir la'akum way of being doicha Shabbos. Why? Because it's tchuya. Like the Kesef Mishnah said, because it's one and the same. Because the Rambam understood Tumat Chuyah B'Tzibur is not a very general machloikis, but it's not a specific machloikis, but it's a foundational machloikis. So he says, I think the Rambam held that another application of this halacha would be the big day kahuna. When the Kohen wore the big day kahuna b'shas avoida, is it hutra or is it dechuya? Is it as if the avoida wearing the big day kahuna is doicha or whether it's hutra? Says the Malbim, the Rambam for sure held dechuya. Because the Rambam held Tumah Dechuya and Shabbos is Dechuya Yitzel B'Kuach Nefesh. So he said Shatnis must be Dechuya. L'may Nafkemina, if it's Hutcher, it's Dechuya. So he says a little bit of a Chiddush based on a Rabbeinu Tam and Mesechtes Menachis Ayin Sham. He says if it's Hutcher, then it would always be Mutter. If it's the chuya, then it's pasha. It can only be muta b'shas avoida. Either way, it's the Rambam in Perik Dalet Hilchas Beis Mikdash. It's the Rambam Perik Beis Hilchas Shabbos. It's the Rambam Perik Yud and Hilchas Kalayim. It's the Rambam in Perik Ches Hilchas Klei Mikdash. These Rambams are all the shita sayu al pi the raid of the gedoyli adar, and that is the Rambam sheet is that any time you have a face off, it's not hutra, it's the chuya, and based on this foundational principle, the Rambam paskened all his respective psakim.